Good morning, Carly and Seamus, right across far north Queensland. In the news this morning, a giant serpent dinosaur was found here in far north Queensland with a massive lump in its stomach.
Yeah, this thing is absolutely massive. And to tell us exactly what possibly could have been sitting in that reptile's stomach, we've got Jonathan Hill from Miss His Reptiles, who was actually sent out to deal with this beast. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, mate, this thing's massive. How long is it? How big is it?
It's 3.5 to 4 metre mark, this one, I'd say.
Now, could it kill you?
Oh, most certainly. If you're on your own and you try to mess with it, yeah, if you're mucking around with it, not to be played around with, that's for sure. We go out in teams of two for that reason.
Now, I understand you got the call out, but not only did you kind of remove it from this lady's property, and rightly so, but you actually kept it for observation for a little while. Did you actually have any inkling why you were observing it as to what could have been in its stomach?
We're hoping it's a wallaby. It's that sort of look to it, if you know what I mean. It looks like it's possibly a wallaby, but around these parts it could also be a domestic animal. We did ask the person at the place that we removed it if she could count all of her dogs while we were there, and yeah, they were all still there, so that was good. But it was a freshly eaten prey item. So
now, how big would this wallaby have to be for this snake, a 3.5 metre snake, to take on a whole wallaby, like a full grown one or a joey?
No, I don't think this one's as big as some of the agile wallabies. Can get really big, so it's most probably, it's not a small wallaby though either. It's, you know, like a middle-sized one, if you want to put it that way. It's not, you know, it's a fair size.
Now, when you take this snake with you for observation, where is this snake going? Like, have you got a snake room in your house?
Yeah, it's on a warm spot that we've got there, so it's just a nice little warm spot that sits around the 32 degree mark, and it's a great temperature for it to digest. So
I think there might be a really lovely spot for it to sun itself in, one of the leashless dog parks down here, Carly.
Absolutely not.
No, it might get a collar stuck in its body.
Now, obviously we are heading into snake season. The weather is warming up. What kind of snake activity have you seen so far?
Oh, we get all sorts. We really do. Not this year, but last year we got a scrub python that swallowed a soft toy off of someone's bed.
We
get them on the toilet and that sort of thing occasionally. We've had them drop out of the ceiling onto people's necks. We've got a phone call from Queensland Ambulance about that recently. It was lucky it ended up being a brown tree snake, so they thought it was a taipan. They're a little bit concerned, so... we get all sorts in far north Queensland.
Well, mate, where can people find you if they find themselves with a massive serpent in their backyard? Where can they call you?
We've got the Facebook page, Miss His Reptiles. They can contact us on that or just on the mobile, 0447 888 872. We can give you free advice, and we can also come out and get hands on if need be.
Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
No worries at all.